It's going to probably have some bearish connotations.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shay O'Shagham talking about Friday's USDA cattle report, putting all cattle and calves as of January 1st 3% above a year ago. Cows and heifers that have calved and beef replacement heifers up 3%. And O'Shagham told us
there is a larger number of cattle and calves in the inventory than the trade was expecting. The number of cattle on feed on January 1st in all U.S. feedlots was up 1%, whereas the trade was actually expecting a lower number. And the other interesting fact is if you do the math and you look at the number of cattle outside feedlots, which are going to be cattle which are going to be available for placement largely in the course of the coming year, we are talking about 5% more cattle.
So, yes, a bearish report in a cattle market that's been trending downward already. And according to O'Shagham,
prices will remain depressed relative to a year ago, probably through the first three quarters
of this year, and maybe gaining some strength late in the year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.